So you want to hear the story of Gypsy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, where do we begin? There used to be a family in Delhi, capital of India. Mr. and Mrs. Sharma, their name. Well, Mr. Sharma was on the post of Deputy Director of Criminal Investigation. Bureau of Criminal. And they had their only son by name, Gypsy. How did we come to know about it? One fine day, husband and wife come over here, and they are here by our side. They have come for the first time. So naturally we inquire, well, what brought you here, from where have you come, and all that. They are coming for the first time, so we don't know them. Our son told us to go. He met Baba. He said, no, he has died. He died and he told you? Yeah. What's his name? She said, well, we used to call him Gypsy. Gypsy? I said, what's it? We have never heard of. There's a tribe, Gypsy tribe, but well, we named him as Gypsy because from his childhood he wouldn't want to be under any roof. From his childhood he'd go out and play, sit under a tree and be there out and all that. So we named him as Gypsy. So I asked them as to, well, what did Gypsy tell you? How could he tell you when he is dead? He said, no, he was still alive. And somehow or other, he was very dear to us. We adored him. He adored us. But unfortunately, he wouldn't want to be under any roof. He'd always be out. And it so happened that something happened to his spinal cord. And there was a serious disease. And I could afford anything. I was in a post, a very influential man. So what happened, I said? So well, we treated him very well. We put him in hospital, we did this, we did that, and all sorts of doctors and experts and specialists attended to him. Eventually they could do nothing to him because of the cancer there. So they told us that best is just let him be at home in bed and let him pass his days happily. Look after him there. We can do nothing. They were ardent followers of Lord Ram, Hindus, so naturally they would all the time worship the Lord Ram, perform his aarti and all that sort of thing would be done. So the mother naturally felt very sore about the whole situation, and she would sit by the bedside and help Gypsy to have a little cup of coffee because he liked coffee. Sometimes would give him some little porridge or something like that. And while lying in bed, he would do it. Days are passing by. Mother is very sad about the whole situation. Father has to attend the office, did not know what to do because he is about to retire and he cannot absent himself. And they are pulling on some or other. One fine day, Gypsy seems to be almost in sort of a coma or something like that. So the mother comes to Gypsy and says, Gypsy, Gypsy, have a cup of coffee, I brought a cup of coffee for you. Come on, take it. See, he with his hands does that. This is what the father is telling me about it all. Yes. She again coaxes. Mother, don't disturb me. Baba Meher, Baba Meher, Baba Meher. He started repeating. Baba Meher. Then you say, Meher Baba, Meher Baba. And mother knows that now these are her last moments. He might collapse, he might die. So she is very much anxious that he should utter the name of Ram. Who is this strange? Stranger is worrying him, or what is this? What sort of an entity that is? He is just with his eyes closed. So she is trying to tell her, or take Ram's name, repeat Ram, Ram, Ram. Don't disturb me. He gets worried about it, with his eyes closed. Don't you see Baba is, Mer Baba is here, Baba is here. Don't you see him? Don't disturb me. And she is much worried. What's the matter? Who is this entity? They had never heard the name. So in short, to cut the story short, the man says that he passed away with the name of Mer Baba on his lips. And we did not know. And mother is very upset because he, instead of taking the name of Ram on his lips, the last breath, he died. What is to be done now? Mother is very sad. She is from the Orthodox family. And what to do now? So, being an investigator myself, I must know. Is there any entity, by a person by name Meher Baba and all that? Being a deputy, I asked my boss. Yeah, we have heard of him. There is somebody by name Meher Baba? I said, yeah, he is from Maharashtra state, Ahmednagar. That's how the information was there. So he comforts. Who is he, by the way? Do you know anything? Well, he's a great saintly person. That's what we have heard. So he goes and comforts his mother, his wife, saying that, There is somebody. He is a saintly person, don't worry about him. He did not take Ram's name and he died like that, and what is to be done and all that. So well, he retires, he says. And now from Delhi he goes to his hometown, Chandigarh, which is the capital there of Punjab. And he goes and settles down there. And he is all the time in search of some more information regarding Meher Baba. So he goes from place to place asking people and all this. He says, yeah, we have heard the name and he's there in Ahmednagar and all that. He wants to know something of his life. So one day he is passing by on the road and to somehow or other he feels like seeing a man having spread out a bed sheet on which there are lots of books there. So he stops over there. He is in an ochre color robe, that man who is selling the thing. And he picks up a book. It is, I think,
Meaning of Life According to...
Yeah, so it is a book on Rajneesh or something like that. And he says, he looks at it and he opens the book there. And then the meaning of life according to so and so, Kabir and this and that, and then Meher Baba. Oh. He begins to read and he sees what Meher Baba says about the meaning of life and all that. And then he says, is Meher Baba still alive? Where can you find him? He says, I don't know, I'm just a person hired to sell the books. But the man who owns the books, you can inquire. So where does he live? So he says, sector so-and-so, in that flat and this and that, and then he goes away. So the man takes the address and goes to find him, inquire about it. When he goes there, halfway he went there on motorbike, he was on motorbike that time. So he goes and he says, oh my God, I forgot to ask the name of the person, he gave me the address and I don't know. So he comes back within 10-15 minutes. And he goes to the place and sees everything is vacant. There's nothing there. So he goes on inquiring at the people are there. And all, where is the man who had spread out the books here? Where is he? So, well, we didn't know. Where? Which man? Who? The man who was selling all the books now? We don't know. He's very sad at heart. So he says, well, let me go to the library and find out, might be there. And so on. So he picks on a book called Listen Humanity. And there he comes, Listen Humanity. Let us see what Listen Humanity means. So he, and that is Meher Baba's book. So he, from there, he finds out the diagram, Mehrabad, Mehrazad, and all that sort of thing is there, given there, the addresses and all that. So he comforts his wife, look, look, here, here it is, there is, he's known as the avatar, he's the one. My wife has no interest in Meher Baba and all that. So all of a sudden, what happens is that they are like that, passing their days. He sees a dream. And in the dream, he sees the gypsy comes to the to his dad and says, Dad, come on, I'll take you on a pilgrimage. And he holds his hand and leads him to a place far away. And it's like a sort of a shrine-like thing. And he goes, he's led. He does not know what he means by it, but he's seeing a vivid dream. And there, they enter one step, another step, and down there, and there, he says, see, here he is. And he sees a statue, a bust, somebody. He says, I've led you to the place of pilgrimage. And father looks at the statue, the bust of the statue, and he admires and all that. And then he wakes up. So he, somehow or other, he feels that now there's a sign given to him. All this story came about the sign, you remember. So now it is time that we should really go to a place called Ahmadnagar and find out. So they go. They come here. And that's how we are here. That's all. We don't know anything about Meher Baba. And he smiles and, well, you've come to the right place. No, but I'm wondering as to where it could be. What is that shrine that he led us and that the bust of the person? So as usual, you see, at the time, I took him round this place and this place. I explained to him this, this. And have you been to Baba's room there? I told him about Baba and all that. Told husband and wife. So then the wife pipes in that as we arrived here in Ahmadnagar, I didn't know where I was going. I was very sad at heart. Why is he taking us so far away from Punjab, you see, to this place? And what are we going to do here and all that? To my amazement, I found gypsy waiting us at the railway station in Ahmadnagar. And I was stunned to see him, that he's there. And all of a sudden, as soon as I get out to meet him, he's no more. It was just not a dream. I saw it with my eyes. That's what she punctuates, you see. I said, good that he has brought you to the right place of pilgrimage. He led the father, now he is leading you both. So that's how I made him look at this picture and this and that. And all these toys are there, you know, for the avatar. Then I led him to the blue bus. Both husband and wife come. So the one step, another step, and third step. And he gets stunned to see that same bust that is there. Have you been there inside? He tells his wife, see this, this is the one that I saw. It is exactly like this. So the wife pipes in and says, well, you said when he led you, it was one step down, another step down, and then the flooring. But this is one step up, another step up, and this cannot be the thing, because wife is still uncertain. So, well, that's how I saw, but this is now the same one, same thing is there. And then it went on and went on. We are here telling them the stories and all that. I'm just listening to their conversation. And we tell them about Baba and all that. Day passes by, they leave. And they are at Mehrabad now. And so naturally the people over there, they guide the pilgrims who come. They took them, took the couple to the museum. So as they enter, one step down, another step down, third step, and there, the same station. Says, look, 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 this is the place, you see, where we, where Gypsy told us. Yeah, this is the right place. So wife accepts the fact. They come again, and they're more interested, more interested. And that family now has opened a center. And they are inviting all Baba pilgrims from anywhere to come and be there. They have created a trust called Gypsy. What is the name
of it? Gypsy Memorial Trust.
Gypsy Memorial Trust.
Avatar Meher Baba Pilgrim House Delhi. Under the auspices
Loudly.
Avatar Meher Baba Pilgrim House Delhi. Under the auspices of Gypsy Memorial Trust. And Baba lovers can intimate to them that they're coming and stay there.
Read the thing about that.
Read the whole thing. Avatar Meher Baba Pilgrim House in Delhi provides a comfortable hostel accommodation to all Baba lovers who want to stay in Delhi for a short visit. The Pilgrim House provides visitors with bedding, hot and cold bath, and also provides at no cost necessary articles and arrangements, including cooking gas, to enable the visitors to prepare their own tea, coffee, and meals as required. The Pilgrim House is located in the heart of the city at a distance of less than 3 kilometers from the interstate bus terminus, New Delhi railway stations. Local bus service to and from the Pilgrim House is very easily available. And then it gives the addresses of those people you can contact.
Where is the picture of gypsies? Show them.
Mm-hmm. The father.
This is the picture of the son that died.
Oh.
He was young. He was only like 19 years old. Oh, I think it must have been like, this is 93 letter. Must have been around 88, 89. When they first came. But then they brought their whole family, extended Indian family, everybody came.
So this is the gypsy who brought the family to Baba. Last moment.
And there's a little epilogue, this is on the, a little epilogue, when the family came, they came one visit, then they came a second visit, and again and again. And apparently they had a sister, also a daughter besides Gypsy. And when she came, she told another little story to this story that the mother, as Eric told you, was a very devout follower of Ram. And for Hindus, they always want to go to Varanasi, Banaras, on pilgrimage. But the father was always too busy to be able to take time off to go. So the mother one day says, how are we ever going to go before we die? We have to make the pilgrimage once. And Gypsy said to his mother, don't worry, mother. I promise you, I'll take you on the pilgrimage. Mm. And, of course, he brought them here. So he fulfilled his promise.
Did the father ever tell you how Gypsy heard the name of Meher Baba?
No. Nobody knows that. Mm. Yeah. He just recognized the Lord there at his deathbed. He was there, and he was so happy, and was very irritated when he was interrupted and disturbed. Mm-hmm. And he admonished his mother quite often. I'm just cutting this whole story short. Mm-hmm. And things happened and all that. So they were surprised, who is this entity? They thought it's an entity, a ghost or somebody is bothering the child. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful story.
Yeah. So that's... That gives some importance to the sign that is given, which Craig detests, you see, when people think of signs associated with Meher Baba.
Yeah.